Hello, hello, my fellow pun lovers. Welcome back to another giggle-packed episode of Pun Intended. I'm your host, Gigglesmith Gina, ready to sprinkle your day with a dose of vitamin C. Today, we're diving into a basket of laughs with our special episode titled Fruit Jokes, Juicy Punchlines for a Zesty Laugh. So, grab your favorite fruit salad and let's get this party started. Why did the tomato turn red, you ask? Because it saw the salad dressing. Oh yes, we're in for some ripe humor today. But first, why are fruit jokes so appealing? It's not just their sweetness, folks, but the zest they add to our daily lives. Whether it's groaning at dad-level puns or genuinely clever quips, fruit jokes are packed with layers of fun. Let's kick things off with some peeling into laughter with our banana friends. Why did the banana go to the doctor? It wasn't peeling well, and what do you call a fast banana? A banana peel out. Oh, they never slip up on humor. Moving on to some squeeze out a smile with our citrus buddies. Why did the lemon stop rolling down the hill? Because it ran out of juice. And here's a zesty one. What do you call an orange in a vest, an invest or ange? Citrus puns, sharp wit, and fresh appeal turning frowns upside down. And who can resist berry delightful humor? Why was the little strawberry sad? Because his mom was in a jam. And here's a blueberry joke that's berry funny. What do you call a sad strawberry? A blueberry. Now let's not forget our exotic fruit pals in exotic chuckles. What do you call a well-traveled mango? A mango of the world. And why did the papaya start a podcast? Because it had too much juice to share. As we wrap up today's fruity episode, remember, these jokes are not just for laughs. They're a sweet way to add a splash of fun to any day. So share them with friends or munch on them solo and let the giggles blossom. Thanks for tuning in to Pun Intended. I'm Gigglesmith Gina, your captain on this laughter-filled journey. Keep peeling laughter and squeezing smiles, and I'll catch you next time with more puntastic fun. Until then, keep your puns sharp and your spirits high. Bye-bye, fruit fans.